is I'm not a big fan of governments giving millions of dollars to private enterprises. But if you're going to do it correctly, which means that you're using taxpayer funds to fund these projects. So it means taxpayers need to become investors in these funds automatically. And so the idea, which is very innovative, would be making sure that anyone over the age of a taxpayer over the age of 18, a Delawarean, would be entitled to basically receive a share in this fund. And as the fund grows, taxpayers should be able to get some of the benefits. So it works two ways. One is that we are investing in great companies that are building in Delaware, creating jobs, but at the same time, as they grow, taxpayers will be able to receive some revenue up to $1,500 per person.
You know, that was a big part of your Honest Way amendments. You're trying to increase transparency. Is there a problem with the way things are now?
You know, I'm just going to be frank. I, you know, Delaware is a great state. I love my state, but I think some of the old ways that we can't seem to let go are keeping us back. I mean, the backroom deals, the side deals, and, you know, people say, well, we just go along to get along here. But that's not the new generation. That's not the Delaware that I want to see in the 21st century. And I think if you look at our revenue picture, if you look at the problems we're facing, it's not because we're lacking the drive. It's because so few have concentrated power, and they're cutting these deals to benefit themselves that the public can't benefit from. So that's what I think is the real issue, is that opening up the process and making sure that all ideas can flourish and have an opportunity to succeed.
Now, the other one of your other initiatives is that you're only going to invest in companies that meet the highest social, environmental, and governance standards. What does that mean, and like, who would that include?
I just believe as a holder at the Treasury of Taxpayer Funds, it is inappropriate for us to be putting taxpayer funds in companies or holding securities in companies that are doing unethical practices, whether it's child labor issues in overseas or having sweatshops or mines that aren't meeting safety requirements. When companies continue to violate these social, governance, and environmental standards, usually it's at a detriment to shareholders. So I believe that this is not only going to maintain our current level, but it may even increase our returns by ensuring the quality of securities in our portfolio are meeting the highest standards by those who are governing those companies.
I know you've been pushing for term limits for members of the Cash Management Policy Board, but I see you did include a section for state treasurers.
I'm going to continue to only to hold myself to that. 2 terms is sufficient as state treasurer. And let's let other people have an opportunity to put their ideas out here. And I'm having a great time and fighting the system, but I think I'm going to enjoy passing the baton 4 years from now to someone else and say, hey, now it's your turn to put your ideas out there. There's nothing that I propose that you can't change.
Now, these are all of the ideas, but what's it going to take to actually make these ideas become a reality?
You know, I'm hoping that after the election is done, that the current administration will see that people want change and they want new ideas, and they want a person as treasurer that can not only can make the millions that I've made, but also has innovative ideas. And so, you know, the governor obviously would only have a couple more years left, and there's going to be a new governor. So I'm hoping that whether the current governor or the new governor in 2016 will actually come in 2017, will work with me and our team to make sure that, hey, these are things that need to be done. So, you know, you can only say no so many times. You're eventually going to have to start saying yes.